We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We sit up well. And we settle, breathing in and breathing out. Then with the breath, we alight our heart and we connect heart to heart with a golden band of light. With a breath, we alight the Ajna Center at the brow, and we connect Ajna to Ajna with a golden band of light. With a breath, we align the crown center and we connect crown to crown with a golden band of light. And thus are we one heart, one mind, one willed intention. Feel the emanations of the heart and feel that circle that we created among us. Same with the brow and same with the crown. Now with the creative imagination, imagine that there is a line, a vertical line, going straight up through them all, and that because we've created a circle of connectivity at heart, at ajna, at crown, that there's a great column of space, but a great column that rises up from the earth. So we have it individually within us, a vertical alignment and connection between heart, ajna, and crown. In order for it to work with your creative imagination, you might need to have the ajna be in the center of your head, you know, connected that way. And then outside of us in the great circle of our meditation field, there's just a great opening and therefore the possibility of this great column. And in both cases, the top of them goes far beyond anything that we can conceive. The individual one goes into our highest, highest nature. And the group field one, rising up from the earth, goes up and into the highest reaches of space. Now we ensure that all this is embodied, and so we envision our root center and our lower chakras overall and ground right into the earth through our root center personally, extending then that verticality not only up but equally down. And even envision as it goes down that it has roots of light. So it's not just a pole, it's rather more like a living tree. And before we move to the group field, stay with your individual alignment for a moment. Feel the power of your heart. Feel it emanate. And its energy goes equally up and out, equally down and out. And let's increase it, staying here and staying in the individual, right within ourselves. Stay here because it truly is the heart, the Leo heart, which is a polar opposite sign to Aquarius, that is necessary and the functioning agent upon which the entire Aquarian age is predicated. It is the heart. So with that now, awareness of that, breathe and be your heart, knowing that as each of us lives fully, functions fully from the heart, we, just like the celestial forces, we become part of the moving force within humanity, moving it along through this season of change. So feel your heart emanating out, up, out, down, a tireless source of truth of being. And then we realize that because each of us is affecting the power of the heart, that the group field is doing the same. And that this column that we have created by our group field that rises up, 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 up through and to the highest heavens of space and deep, deep, deep within the core of the Mother Earth, through every layer of her and all the echelons of life that we share life with on this planet. That this column also is emanating the vibrations of the heart, calling upon the heart nature of all of nature, including our sublime human nature. So we envision it, feel it as true because it is happening within each of us individually. Therefore, it must be within the group field. And we meditate with it. Almost like a broadcasting station, broadcasting this force of the heart, which is not forceful in a kind of pushy way, but instead is simply the force like the force of a river. It is unstoppable, powerful, but it is about life. You breathe in, breathe out, and meditate. As the emanations of the heart continue and we continue to deepen in our presence, it is an invocation as well as an emanation. Similar to a radio wave that goes out with a song, but it equally invites response to the song such that we like it, we sing it. Well, similarly so, as the heart energy goes out, up this column from our meditation field, down into the Mother Earth, out in all directions, it is not only an emanation of our collective aspiration and intention, but it is equally so an invocation for that which is of similar response, similar energetic, similar intention from the great celestial forces and from the Mother Earth herself. All we need to do is focus on our heart, its emanations, knowing that we do so together, breathing in and breathing out. and down the column of our invocative appeal, down the column from the highest sources, even unto the galactic center, from the highest sources, comes the response of the heart. Macrocosmic sources of the power of change, of the new ways of being, of true ways of being, energetically pour down our column of alignment through the group heart and into the earth. Our group heart stands in for all humanity. And we, of course, receive these energies because we are human too. Human beings aligned with this intention. We breathe, we receive, we distribute and ground. The planetary and celestial forces suggest that the scales must tip, that although Libra represents the equality of the scales, them in right equilibrium, there is nothing equal right now among the ways of human beings. So let the scales be tipped. Let rules and laws that are not lighted, not of the heart, not of wisdom, let them be illumined, seen for what they are, and changed. So that the Aquarian ethos of circulation, of a sharing, of true equanimity, that this ethos will be brought forward through new rules, new laws, new ways of being. And in truth, we see it all around us, and thank goodness for the internet that shares all manner of videos, all manner of group pages and group discussions that clearly make it so that these changes are happening and happening quickly. It is the season of change. So we hold our alignment, emanate out, invoke in, ground, and distribute the energies of change. We take a long, slow, deep breath and feel ourselves as the ground. Feel Mother Earth inside us. We are the earth. We are all life. So as we bring our meditation to its completion, we say this to ourselves: we are the earth, we are all life. We are one heart, one mind, one willed intention. And let us feel it as so, at least in this moment, so that as we proceed through the rest of our day, tomorrow, the next day, days to come, we might sometimes feel that truth that we are one heart, one mind, one willed intention. With that, we complete. Thank you all. Hold it forefront. Not only tonight and tomorrow, of course today is a 5-day full cycle for the full moon, so there's 2 more full days of energy, but we have all these factors that have been pointed out tonight, astrological, very strong factors, and all we have to do is look out to the world to see that in fact humanity is trying very hard to gather itself together as one for change. So let us feel it in our hearts, in our minds, in our actions, that we are one. One heart, one mind, one will and intention, that this whole planet is one. And as such, let us feel that and feel the responsibility and the joy of that as we proceed through our day, every day. Love you all. Thank you for adding your meditative light to this full moon cycle. Love you. Create your day.